Welcome, children, to Monster Chiller Horror Theater! Oh boy, I am your host, 8th Dan, Stan the Man. That is my Count Floyd. I don't know if it's any good, but it doesn't matter, because we are here for the Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo, and I am so excited to be jumping right into Season 3, of course, which is our Halloween season Monster Chiller Horror Theater. I'm joined, as usual, by my good buddies. So, say hello, Jim.
Thrilled to be here for Season 3. Back for more Boogaloo.
More Boogaloo? All right. Jack Hall.
Sup, monkeys?
Monkeys. Everybody loves monkeys. All right. And now we have one person left. Who's left? I'll tell you, it ain't Brad. You know, Brad gave me a call, and he said to me, there's no way I can do it, Stan. I just can't do it.
So, I hear he was busy watching The Mummy.
The Mummy. Well, I mean, that would fit real good with this season, I'll tell you.
And
right
he just
now.
Forgot. He just forgot this was happening.
But that's okay, because he will not be joining us for this entire season, so it is A-OK.
What?
Yep, he's out for this season. So that's okay. We'll get him next time. And finally, Nick Boxer, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Greetings and salutations from Nicky Boxer.
Nicky Boxer, man, that sounds really weird. All right, well,
because it is a new season, I wrote us a theme song.
Theme song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If I pay you, can we just skip this part?
Nope.
I could go right up to $3.
Jack is giving you the theme song, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. I wrote it. So it goes, tell me what you think. Okay. Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo. Kung Fu ooh ooh ooh. And then guitar solo. And Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo Podcast. And then bass solo.
Bass solo.
And it's a work in progress.
All right.
Yeah, that would have been worth $30.75
to skip. Maybe one of our talented listeners, and thank you all for listening, can actually do a real version and send that off to us so we can have an actual opening.
That would be interesting, but... We'll see what happens. I mean, you've done such a great job right off the bat.
Well, I give them a good base, you know.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's all about
I think
the
more
base.
More than half the work is done.
Yeah.
It's really just putting a polish on it is all you need.
Yeah, exactly. You could even lift my dialogue. The singing was so good. Just have to put in the music.
The guitar solo and the bass solo, right?
And the bass solo. Bass solo. It's kind of like the music from the movie that we just watched.
Okay. Well, let's jump right in. I mean, the folks know from last season, because of course everybody listened to last season, right? Nerds, jocks, and preppies. But everybody knows.
Yeah, but they did it one-handed, because you had to with that.
That's how we recorded it, so it's all good. But we are going to talk today about one of my favorite actors, Sonny Chiba. And we are going to talk today about Wolf Guy, which is a fine, fine piece of movie.
That's probably the most accurate
description. It is a piece of something.
All right, Nick Boxer.
Hey.
Give us...
Let's bring something back from season one. This is Nick Boxer's Soapbox, where I tell you what we watched, and it was Wolf Guy. Our hero, played by Sonny Chiba, plays a detective who stumbles upon a series of murders committed by a psychic projection of a tiger created by a syphilis-ridden prostitute. And on the way, along the way, he runs afoul of politicians, gangsters, and makes love to his mother. How'd I do, guys?
We sure she was a prostitute. And it's strange that I ask this question so often on this show.
It's important.
I make a lot of assumptions on these things.
She was a singer who was also a stripper at this point, but she was definitely a crack addict or something.
And she was forced.
She did offer to do whatever the men in the movie wanted a lot. Wasn't a prostitute.
Yeah, well, I mean, but she had her weapon of choice, syphilis.
She was given syphilis by the band that she was forced to have sex with by her manager.
Yeah, because she was gang raped by.
Yeah.
That's a gift that keeps on giving, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise, I mean, we don't have a movie if she's not forced to be gang banged by the band that gave her syphilis by her manager. So yes, there.
Actually, I was confused by this point.
Confused by that point.
Did the syphilis give her superpowers?
I'm confused that you say he's a detective. I thought he was an investigator reporter.
That's an interesting point there. I think that he is a detective, but he knows a reporter, I think. But I could be wrong.
But the police bring him in to question him.
He is a reporter, but they don't actually tell you that until like halfway through the movie. I think it was like 35 or 40 minutes in that they make a mention of how like he needed to check in with his editor. And I'm like, oh my God, he's a reporter? What's been happening up till now?
He's a reporter.
I got the detective bit from IMDb in their little synopsis, which also says there's naked white women in here, which seemed like a odd inclusion, but
there's a lot in this movie. I think one of the key things about Wolf Guy
I've skipped over my synopsis that he's also a werewolf, but that's hardly the craziest thing going on.
They kind of skipped over a lot of that, the fact that he's a werewolf too. It's one of those
yes
cases,
and no.
Yeah, yes and no. Where I think they tried to make a movie that is something for absolutely everybody. There's a poster where it looks like a James Bond movie.
I love that poster.
Which is an amazing poster. There is.
Well, he sleeps with like 47 women like James Bond.
There's the horror element. There's the detective element. There's the mother element that comes in later on. I mean, this movie is
there's like a sci-fi element.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some wacky stuff, but it's got great
music. I was most impressed with the first 5 minutes of the movie. This has the best 5 minutes of any movie ever in that first 5 minutes.
Well, this is probably the best movie ever made, top to bottom, if you ask me. like if you were to look up in the Guinness Book of World Records under awesome, this is what would show up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just starting off the movie. Well, I mean, you got a rocking start right off the movie with the soundtrack just blaring right off the start. You got a guy running down the street in a white leisure suit in the middle of the city that's killed by a tiger. And then we cut into this weird-ass, poor-taste montage of a village being killed.
I mean, you're right. I love this movie.
Under the credits, it takes the longest time to actually get around to explaining why that was even there.
Yeah, they really seem to gloss over at the wrong moments, real elements of the story, like Sonny Chiba turning into a werewolf, which is actually the
well, he doesn't really turn into a werewolf. No. I kind of was hoping he'd really like wolf out at some point, but it never really happens.
Yeah, I mean the lack of transformation is a tad disappointing, I'll say. But honestly, I mean, the fact is that this was based off an anime
or a manga.
I'm really excited to try to find those and read those, because I want to know if they just took every single issue of it and put it all into the movie, because that's what it feels like to me.
Well, no, this is one of the fright facts for this season. There's not many that I have for this film, unfortunately, but this season's fright facts. And one of them is, this is actually the second film based off that. The first one, the actor guy does turn into a werewolf, and they just put like a werewolf mask on him, and he's a teenager. And it's like pseudo sequel. I think like you could argue that it is a sequel, but you also could argue that it is in no way related.
I have a feeling those entire movie are no way related to this movie.
Well, that's true. That's true. This movie has a lot of genres going on.
That was a feeling I had actually through the whole film was, am I supposed to know who he is? Is there an expectation, like, you know, they introduce him the amount you would James Bond now. Like, I kept thinking that maybe this character was just so well known in pop culture at the time that they didn't need to explain his backstory.
You mean besides the fact that he's Sonny fucking Chiba and the
awesome
guy?
Yeah, ever? No, I actually, that's the way I took it, because that's the way Sonny Chiba is always sort of introduced, is... You immediately know this is one badass mofo.
Yes, he is a bad motherfucker.
Who may or may not be a reporter and may or may not be aware.
Yeah.
That's just assume that any Sonny Chiba movie he might be.
Well, the title of the thing is Wolf Guy and Rage Lick, what do you call it? How do you pronounce that?
Oh, Lycanthrope.
Lycanthrope. There you go. Enraged Lycanthrope. So you can assume something's going on.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah.
But it's
like a superhero. It's sort of like a superhero movie at times. Like it's you know, you got definitely a villain with telekinesis powers, and you got all this stuff going on. But you also got like, I mean, there's sequences in this thing that contain Ninja 3 levels of WTF, you know. You have like a 5-minute sequence that is like, whoa, there's like 40 more things can go on in 5 minutes in this movie than go on in your average full season of a drama.
Yeah, they don't make movies like this anymore.
There's a lot of points that I felt characters lacked motivation.
What?
Well, I mean, the bad guys capture him and the prostitute, and then he escapes and sort of just leaves her behind.
No, you're totally, I'm going to leave this because that's something actually I wanted to get into a little bit later, but you don't remember the scene very well.
I was very confused for a lot of this movie. I'll have to tell you that.
Well,
I also had trouble figuring out why the mobsters knew he had powers. He beat up like 10 guys, which was cool. But I don't immediately assume somebody's a werewolf because they can do that. I assume they're fucking Chiba.
They knew because, okay, so I mean the bad guys knew because the girl slept with like the girl that was part of the what is it, the JCIA or whatever it's called?
JCIA, Katie or something like that was her name.
Yeah, and she slept with Sonny Chiba in an early scene.
Okay, you know what? We're doing this wrong. We've lost our mojo. It's the first episode. Let's start at the beginning. What happens at the beginning? This guy runs around, gets ripped up. They're wondering if it happens in broad daylight in front of everybody. So the police take Sonny Chiba in and say, "We think it might have been you," even though. Okay.
So they obviously know that he's a wolf guy.
So then this reporter friend of his takes him aside and tells him, I think I might know what's going on. There was a woman, she was gang raped, and one of the guys that gang raped her is now a homeless guy because he feels guilty in the park. So we'll go to the park and we'll talk to this guy and we'll shake him down and get some information.
Well, she's killing all of these guys that gang raped
her. Yeah, because she's killing everybody that gang raped her, you know. So they show up in the park. And they start talking to the guy, and then like this other gang shows up. We don't know why, but there's like a bunch of them. And Sonny Chiba kicks ass, right? And then he gets shot, and he's like hurt. And then a chick shows up. She has a motorcycle. She says, "Get on." He gets on. They get back to there. They get back to the hotel room or wherever the hell they are. He's hurt. He's got blood. He's like, and then she takes off her top, and he's like, well, I can go to the hospital or I can fuck. So
yeah, and
so.
she licks the blood off of his fingers because that's not creepy. And, yeah, but, yeah. And she's
like kissing her. He's got blood all over his hands, running it through her hair.
And she like, says that what does she say that he smells?
You're an animal.
Like sweats like an animal or something like that.
You're an animal. And you're and I'm immediately going, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen all time, all my life. That's how it starts, okay? What happened after that?
Well, okay. Then
over.
I mean, then they establish he finds the singer. And
thank you, everybody.
And then that wow, it's this is kind of almost where the movie changes dramatically because he finds the singer, and then she keeps on. Well, she gets locked up. I think that's.
Well, no, I think she gets locked. I don't know. At some point in time, I know he fucks her too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's gonna, he thought about it, but she has.
That's right. She well, offers. Yeah,
he thought about it. She offers, but yeah. You know, he decides to trade off not yeah. getting syphilis.
Yes. Well,
he's a wolf guy. He's immune to syphilis. What we're saying, folks, is there's a lot going on in this movie.
Yeah, you get the feeling that he would have, but it wasn't the right time. Like,
she wants to sleep with him because she's so traumatized and will do anything for a fix. And he's like, well, that doesn't seem right. But pussy. So, like, it's just horrible.
But then they're all captured by the JCIA. And so now is when it starts to come back into normalcy.
No!
Now, the JCLA, they're mobsters, correct? Or
no, I think that's the government's version of the FBI.
They're the government. Okay. No, I got a little confused there because it's not entirely clear because I know their leader is sort of the prime minister they could, or some or other.
Well, because – and what they want is that they want to take this singer who has syphilis, who creates tigers.
and is addicted to smack.
And is addicted to smack. They want to turn her
into... Who got powers from being gang raped. Yeah. She was so traumatized that now she can do something.
Create a tiger. Yeah. An invisible killing tiger. Slashing tiger. But so they want to take her and turn her into one of their weapons so that she will just attack for them, which makes perfect sense. That's exactly the theme of every single comic book, you know, that has a character like this. Absolutely. So that makes perfect sense to me. And then Sonny Chiba, of course, has to stop them and in turn stop her, of course. So, of course, we have the battle near the end of the two of them. That makes some level of sense, but there is a fantastic scene in there where they take her, where she's fighting a whole bunch of things, and man, there's slashing and there's blood and there's green lights and it's wow, because I don't know what else is going on other than slashing and blood and green lights.
Yeah, you left so much out.
Well, yeah. Well, because we haven't even gotten to Sonny Chiba's fixing himself from the wolf guy powers, which is one of the most stunning moments ever.
Well, one of you go ahead. I can't wait to hear your take on this.
Okay, so they do surgery on Sonny Chiba to, I think that they're trying to figure out what gives him the wolf guy power.
They're taking his blood and putting it in somebody else, because that shows up pretty soon after.
Yeah, that's right.
Give him his. They're trying to create other wolf guys. Not, I don't know how, though, that they know that he's a wolf guy, because as you mentioned, when there's a fight scene, sure, he might do a flip, but I've seen regular martial artists do a flip. He doesn't seem stronger than anybody else or quicker. He just seems to know some good fighting skills. And like, I don't understand at all why he's, you know.
Yeah, no. At no time is it established that he's wolf powers
he's a wolf guy.
And
they say it, but he never shows any, like,
and they anything. And they do say that in the at the moment when the moon is at its most full – his powers will be, you know, virtually unstoppable.
This is the key. He will be invincible.
Yes.
His mother tells him that. He remembers that in a flashback.
Yeah.
When it's at a full moon, you will be invincible. This is a key plot point that we must bring up later in the movie in the what the fuck moments.
which is why they have to continually repeat where on the calendar we are.
Oh, boy.
When they go... Yeah, they're like the 15th day of the lunar cycle will be the full moon. I like when they show up and it says 14th day of the lunar cycle. Tomorrow will be a full moon. And then a bunch of stuff happens. It's clearly the next day. Yes. And it shows up and says 14th day of the lunar cycle.
So they do surgery on him. And I'm convinced that they know that he's a wolf guy because of the girl that he slept with earlier. Who figured out from his scent or his blood that he was a wolf guy at that moment. So that's what I'm attributing their knowledge to, because she works.
That makes no sense whatsoever. I think you're reading way too much in that scene. Yes, well, I mean, all she says is you smell like an animal.
Yes, well, still, that's. I mean, who says that? Okay, you want to go fuck. So
maybe not the girls you go with.
First thing that you say, you smell like an animal. You're right, baby. All right, let's do it.
I get that quite often. I don't know about you.
So they perform surgery on him to get blood. I'm really not completely sure what the surgery was, because essentially all it amounted to was them opening his stomach, pulling out some intestines, and then stopping there. So then they put him back into his cell. And it's fantastic because here he is, his intestines out, the full moon. And now we actually know that it's the full moon. The full moon starts streaming in. And all of his intestines...
No, it's still a day before the full moon.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously it's enough power.
The full moon, the actual day of the full moon happens at the very end. And let's not talk about that yet.
No, that's fair. That's fair. So they've done the transfusion to the other guy. And so he has his intestines hanging out. He's in his jail cell. And his intestines suck right back into his stomach.
He wills them back in.
Yep. And then he manages to bend the bars and escape. Because that is truly... wolf guy powers right there. I don't know what kind of wolf guy powers, you know, most people have, but those are like
those
as
are his.
Far as that.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you watch the Nature Channel? Wolves do that all the time.
So then he decides to say, fuck it all. I'm leaving. I don't give a shit about anything else that's happening. And he just heads back to the village that he was born. And the movie kind of goes into stage three, I guess, maybe four, where he's like out in the middle of the wilderness and suddenly it becomes Deliverance.
Yeah, where for some reason the villagers who killed his entire family probably 20 years ago are still hunting him.
20 years ago?
They say something along the lines of, hey, there's a guy who went out into the woods. The only reason he would do that is he's trying to escape from somebody. Somebody will pay us money for him if we capture him. Isn't that essentially what it is?
I think so. I think so, yes. I think, Nick, you're assuming too much there as well. there's a lot to assume in this movie. It's really the only
way. I mean, it is stated that they are the descendants of the people who killed his family.
Yes.
But... this is true. But, yes, absolutely. But I do believe they said that they want to capture him because nobody would possibly come out here where we are unless they're trying to escape for something. So having him is clearly worth money. I think that's what they're trying to do. I think. I don't really know.
And so then there's a woman who is part of the tribe helps him escape. And so
she
then,
like the last woman who's part of the tribe that they used to live with?
Yeah.
It was like a tribe that took care of the wolf people? Of like humans who like worship them or something?
No, but I think she knew somebody. I do forget exactly what it was because I don't think she was. I think she was part of the tribe.
I think it was his mother were friends.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Were friends. And she grew up hearing stories of the wolf people.
Because there is little bit of Romeo and Juliet right now.
Just because yeah, at
and,
this point
and she was named after his mother.
And she's in the woods, living, wearing like a loincloth type outfit.
which is consistent, you know, with what I understand about any time you go into the backwoods.
Anywhere, yeah, that's how, if you want to survive, that's just what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so, and boots.
Yeah. So anyways, then, you know, they escape and go away and find a cave because we all know what time it is. It's time for Sonny Chiba to get laid again.
Yeah, no, 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 no. It's not time yet. He has to breastfeed first.
well, this leads to the one moment that possibly, you know, if there's a moment in any movie out of all of these movies, perhaps this is the one that kind of blew my head apart just because it's just like he gets this flashback moment of, you're my mother, and then he starts into a monologue. Well,
it literally shows a baby sucking, like it shows a woman takes out her breast, a baby starts sucking on it. Then it's a close up as his face next to her breast as he's like licking it and stuff like that, about to suck it. And then he's like, I have been reborn. Through you, I have been reborn. You are my mother and my wife. And you're like,
what? Yep. And she's like, we just met. Maybe we're not either. Like, yeah. you're moving a little fast, Sonny Chiba.
In the creepiest moment I've ever seen. He's like, man, my mom's tits were awesome. I love them.
It's really forward thinking because it would be another nearly 40 years before this became a fetish on Pornhub.
Japanese are always ahead on that stuff.
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's that moment right there that this movie takes a turn. And it's just like,
is where it took a dark turn for you.
Yeah. Well, because all up to this, it doesn't matter if you know what the hell's going on.
You don't.
It's fucked up crazy, and it's totally Boogaloo up to that moment. At that moment, it's Boogaloo plus. You know, there's like,
yeah.
Oh man, it's Boogaloo plus crazy fetish. Wow. All right, sweet. So then they come out, they're driven out, and Sonny says that he's got they found him. So the JCIA has found him. It is now time for him to fight... let's see now. So he's got to fight the guy who was given his blood, or did he fight him earlier?
Him as he was escaping, he
yeah.
fought him.
Oh yeah, that's right. So now it is time for him to fight the singer, in a battle of wolf guy versus crazy mental powers. And unfortunately, for Sonny, his mother/wife. Kind of sacrificed herself so that he would be able to defeat his nemesis, who was really kind of not his nemesis.
You're not. Let me jump in here, because okay. So there's a final showdown between the tiger telekinesis chick and him. For some reason, she now wants to fight him. I don't know why. I don't know why she's now a bad guy. So he's staring off with her now. It's the lunar, this is the lunar, the full moon. This is when he's invincible. So I'm thinking, well, her stuff won't work on him. So blood spurts out of her. Now I'd like to point out, it's full moon and this is where he's most invincible. This scene, the climactic scene, takes place during the day. It is bright outside. The sun is out.
There's a few points in this movie where I think they got a little confused about time, but that's okay.
Thank you. Well, that's okay. So here we are to the name. So all of a sudden blood spurts out of her. And I thought, she tried to use her powers and instead, like it didn't work. So it backfired on her. And then you see like the girl that he had given the shotgun to that loved him. That was his mother. That's his wife, is actually shooting her. And she's like on top of a hill. Then the next shot is, and then she turns around and she dies over by the hill. Then the next shot is her standing right beside the woman she just shot, where they're all lying down within like 5 feet of each other. And you're just like, this is a movie is awesome. Like, like the only explanation for why this happened is because the movie's awesome. Because it makes no sense. It's a horrible continuity, but it's so awesome.
Yeah, and then we end with Sonny Chiba looking at the shotgun, throwing that away, and wandering off with his wife slash mother over his shoulder, to which I don't know what he's going to do with her, because, but maybe they save that for another movie.
I just assume just back to suckling.
Back to suckling. Yeah, there's probably another fetish right there in suckling the dead woman. But oh man, yes, Wolf Guy.
So that was a flick. That was something that happened.
That's Wolf Guy with about a million things that we missed.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Well, what do you think? What do you think, Jim? Should we jump on into the scoring on Wolf Guy?
Let us go into scoring. And so if you're joining us in progress, this is we are on the search for the ultimate B movie. We rate each film that we watch on 5 different criteria, none of which are objective quality. And then we have some secret modifiers after that, which change out every season. So we've got brand new ones for this season. We are going to start with our first category, which is called Schlock Appeal, and Stan is up first.
All right. Well, this movie is heavy on the schlock because there is so much that goes on and I don't understand any of it. The fighting is, there's moments where the fighting is absolutely awesome. Like, it's just crazy kung fu movie. And then there's like crazy blood spurting all over the place. And when I think of schlock, I mean, those are two of the hallmarks of good schlock. I'm going to go high. Got to go 9.
Nick Boxer.
Yes, Nick. Yes. Yeah, I'm going pretty high too. 8 just for the blood splurting alone. That is quality blood splurting. And they got the red color just right for the schlock appeal. You know, you can't ever believe it's real blood, but it's the perfect amount of movie blood.
Yeah, there really is.
And like there's lots color. Of it.
There's a right color to that where it's not deep red, but it's not quite bright red. But it's just very movie blood red. And yeah, this has it.
Yeah, it's almost like this. It looks like paint. Like it mm-hmm. looks more like paint than blood, right? And it that works in this weird way. It's like kind of a pale. And yeah, like the part where she gets shot, so much spurts out, and they go into slow motion, and it's just like blood splurting out of her.
As like any good schlock movie hours. Should, you know. Yes. Slow motion is a a key. Flashback, fantastic. Slow motion. Wow, this movie has everything.
The schlock appeal of the music alone is worth an 8. Right? Like it's amazing. I'm going to give it a 9 overall it's just the music. It's like this, it's got different music scores, but it's got like this funk, like
kind of. I tried to place it and it's like heavy metal meets techno or something. Like,
no,
it has this synthesizer quality to it. I couldn't even decide if I liked it.
No, 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 no. There's a synthesizer to it, but only when they're doing the sci-fi kind of stuff with the CJIA or whatever. Like, that's the only time that shows up. The rest of the time, it's more like a funk guitar groove thing. And then sometimes they would just throw in special effects, sound effects in the background for absolutely no reason. And it's friggin' awesome. I'm actually, you know what? Rather than have you edit it in, let me just hit play here and turn up the music and play it into my microphone for just a second for the people so that they can kind of get a sense of the awesome. I'm sure if I pick just virtually any scene from this movie, it's going to have this. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay. Can you hear that?
It sounds like Super Mario Brothers. very, very canned electronic 8-bit video game.
But it definitely has a funk groove to it. There's no question about mm-hmm. that.
All right, so Jack, you went with a 9 there?
I'm going with a 9.
It's fantastic. I may have
to stop and just finish watching the movie now. So awesome.
I'm also going to go with a 9. There's so much mush together in this. Like it's like Asian exploitation. It's got a girl in a black leather motorcycle outfit for like 30 seconds before she just gets totally naked. She's only been in the movie for a minute and a half when that happens.
And she is fantastic. Katie, that's her character.
And then they mash up like 6 different genres.
Jeez. This is the part you will edit out. I don't know what happened there, but apparently because I was playing the thing and I hit something else, and now we're and I can't figure out how to use the volume on my phone to turn that down.
Did you wind up in the J-porn section of the
Something's going on. Is this playing some ad or something? Oh man, how did that happen? Yeah, that was good. Right. That was good podcasting.
Well, that's totally Boogaloo to me.
Well-oiled machine.
That's not being edited out.
Yeah, see if we can charge them for the ad placement rather than edit it out. All right, we're into our next category, which we call More Heart Than Budget. And Stan, you're up first.
Oh, man. Well, what to do with More Heart Than Budget? I don't know that they had... They certainly didn't have a budget for transformations. they didn't really have a budget for special effects. So I figured they must have only had heart in this case. So I'm going to go with a 7.
All right. Nick?
I don't think the heart really shows. But,
well, no, I mean,
yeah,
the
I'll go with a 6. I don't really have any strong feelings about this. I like the film, but I don't think Sonny Chiba was dying to make it either. It was just like number 87 in a long list of Sonny Chiba films. He went on to the next movie and forgot about this one. So 6.
I think there was supposed to be more of them. If I remember correctly, it was supposed to start a series, which would have been amazing.
I don't believe it was supposed to start a series. I believe people look at it and think, why didn't it start a series? And that's the difference.
You can only make love to your mother so many times. So I don't see how that becomes a series.
And how many times is that?
Well, she's dead, so yeah.
Because it depends on how many times you want to.
I don't know if your mom had tits like that.
What? I think Jack just revealed a few things about himself.
You're Jack.
I'm Jim.
Well, Jack revealed stuff about himself when he started watching the J-porn there.
We spent so much time watching these movies, we literally forget our own names. Jack, what are you giving this More Heart Than Budget?
Well, I mean, okay, you made a werewolf movie where you never once turned the guy into a werewolf.
That's impressive.
That is. You never. It's like, well, how are we going to do this transformation? I got it. What we'll do is we'll say he's a werewolf, and then we'll shoot a close up on Sonny Chiba's eyes because he's got fuzzy eyebrows. Everyone will get fooled. And that was like their budget for it. Clearly there's not a lot of money. And yet when you look at some of the shots they did and how they like would change colors in certain fights and the blood spurting everywhere and the different scenes, they tried to do a lot with this movie. Too much, in fact. I'm going to give it a solid 8.
I'm going to be back at a 7. I do think that they had some cool blood effects and the bit where he heals his internal organs and pulls them back into his body. That was cleverly done. And they explode something near the end. They like blow up a Jeep.
Oh boy, do they ever. They show that for a good solid minute.
Yes, it's old fashioned blowing up a Jeep where where it's already on fire when it's driven off the road and then explodes before it touches anything. That's classic.
Yes, and then the kind of case where you can tell that they only had one Jeep to explode, so they shot it with like three different cameras to make sure that they got it all in one because there was no way they were doing that one over again.
All right, our next category we call "What the Fuck" moments.
Oh well, <Yeah. laughs> what the fuck moments? God, this one. I mean, the mother thing will never stop being the number one "What the fuck" moment for me. But there is the point where he is escaping the JCIA, and so he breaks through the bars. He busts out and. He's in a room, and there's these two little kind of doors. They're very small doors.
It looks like a dumbwaiter.
Yeah. And so out of the dumbwaiter comes just, guy after guy after guy, all agents of the JCIA ready to kick his ass. So, and I don't understand why they couldn't come through doors, per se, rather than the, like, sliding in.
Because all the doors are locked, yeah. So he can't escape through the doors.
Yeah, but of course, thankfully he didn't try to go through the dumbwaiter, but that's okay. But, and so they come out.
You can go up a dumbwaiter. It's a roll-down thing. I just like that's the part where one of them rolls out and they'll do the somersaults out to the floor and you see the other one sitting there really patiently waiting his turn.
Well, there's that's the great thing about these kind of movies is that there's almost never a point where they attack together. No, somebody's going to attack singly and then we're going to cycle through them because otherwise, well, our hero would always get his ass kicked. And then the gas starts pounding into the room, and it turns out that it's Katie, who had sex with him much earlier. She gives him the gas mask, and they escape.
Yeah, she's the one in the biker outfit that you mentioned. Yeah, and then it turned out she was actually working for the JCIA. That's why.
And then, but then she obviously said, to hell with the JCIA. I'm helping Sonny Chiba, and why is she helping him? Because she loves him. And that's what she said.
Yeah,
I love you.
They go to escape.
As she dies, I love you.
She gets shot, of course. She's really only had 3 minutes of screen time. This whole movie. Probably half of that is nudity. Now she runs away with him. And as she gets shot and as she's dying, she grabs him and says, I love you. And he stops and he turns and looks towards the camera. And we hear a wolf howl. Ooh, I love this movie.
So my score, and then he goes on and fights the transfusion guy. So my score on this is a 10, a good strong 10, because it's all of that.
At no point during this film did I feel safe that I knew what was going on. anything could happen. They could have had anything happen in this movie and I would have just gone, yeah, that makes sense with this storyline. I have to go high to 9.
Oh yeah, that's a 10. Stan, he's pretty much summed up every single, that was what I was going to just say, that entire sequence. And don't forget that he fights that guy out there. Now, it's a guy he meets out there, like, who stopped to stop him from the JCIA, like I say. And they gave his blood to him, and he's like, I'm your equal. I am your alter ego. So then they fight by jumping around, and they change cameras and everything like that. And this is what they're showing, they're powerful. And then all of a sudden, it just stops. And the guy just basically dies. Like, he just, blood starts coming out of his mouth or something. He lies down. It starts raining. Sonny Chiba looks, and he says, oh, no, this is what happens when you mix wolf blood with human blood. Is this a sign that we can't breed together either? And then... There's a close-up back on the guy who had blood from his mouth. Now it's raining all over. And instead, now there's blood all over the ground for no reason. And then as you look at him, you see him swallow and move his head because he's clearly uncomfortable in the rain and the dirt.
I love this movie.
It's a 10.
I think that there's so much to cover in this movie, and it feels like we glossed over that the girl who has a psychic tiger that attacks people gets superpowers from her rape and syphilis. Every time it comes up, you have to pause and take a moment to reorient the way that you see reality.
A simple shot of penicillin could have cured this entire movie.
But the tiger is like overlay is like a crazy.
Why
tiger
is she now attacking them? Somebody overlay, tell me. Yes.
As
wait, well, because they gang raped her. Jesus,
she's angry. She's angry.
Yes.
Well, if she why finds him? To harm more men if she, you know, works for the.
Well,
I don't. I have no idea.
Now didn't somebody pay
the JCIA
to gang rape?
Well, the manager.
Yes, that is what happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, because she was dating one of the guys, or she was dating someone that she wasn't supposed to be dating, and they hired these.
That's right. There was something like the government's. She was engaged or something like that to some guy in the government's son or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, and
they wanted to
break them up, and his cunning plan is to hire a bunch of guys to gang rape her. Not knowing this would give her superpowers.
Yes.
Yeah. Again. Well, and clearly, then he won't want to marry her. It was her fault.
I assume that's a cultural difference.
having decided that the top score we can give is 10, I'm going to give this a 10. But I really think we should reconsider this. this rating. So 10 is what I'm doing as well.
We are we are out of the gate on season 3 with a contender, aren't we?
All right, we are into the next category called memorable moments.
Oh, memorable moments. I'm never going to stop thinking of when I think of. Tiger powers. I'm always going to think of like just a tiger superimposed over somebody. I feel like if I want tiger powers, all I have to do is imagine like a tiger over somebody and then slash and they'll be dead. Blood spurting. But for me, the most memorable moment is absolutely watching his intestines suck back into his stomach and reseal as he escapes from the chains. That is just, that and the mother. I mean, the whole mother, wife, and boobies. Did I mention boobies? But,
a lot.
There's just so much to this movie that I'm going to have to go with a good strong 9 on this one.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I mean, that motorcycle, girl was a fantastic scene, but I think the most memorable scene for me was when the syphilis ridden singer is strapped up and the JCA is training her to use her powers, and they're just sort of putting guys in the room with her, and all of a sudden they get slashed up and blood starts spurting. Yeah, I'm going with a 9 on this one too.
The thing is,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, like, the thing, I think, like, you'll never remember this movie in order, but you'll remember a lot of this movie.
They are swinging for the fences in every scene, aren't they?
Yes.
No, it's totally true. I mean, because, like, the difference between the what the fuck moments are those moments where you go, I'll never forget that. That's amazing. Why did they do that? And then the memorable moments are the ones where they did this on purpose and you'll never forget it. It's like totally memorable. And yeah, like the scene where with the guy in the rain, like that was a great shot, or that opening scene, you know, with the first time you see the scratching of the claws and the blood flying, or the end where all the blood's coming out of her. All this is on purpose. This thing's loaded with memorable moments as well. So I'm going to go an 8. That is very high.
Even the Jeep. I'll never forget the Jeep. Now, I want to say one of the interesting things about this is because I watched this movie on Shudder, and for some odd reason, Shudder
has just cuts off.
Yeah, cuts yeah. off the last minute or so of the movie. So it just ends as the Jeep is driving over on fire and doing more explosions. So
yeah, there's no credits, nothing. It just cuts off.
So there,
which I thought was on purpose, and I'm like, dude, that makes it even better. Like, that's the best ending for a movie. To find out there's a real ending is almost disappointing.
Well, I wouldn't even say it's a real ending. But the thing is that I'm now that is burned into my head from Wolf Guy because of Shudder. So it's nothing that Wolf Guy did, but it's just because of the way I watched it. Now all I have is the ending of the movie being like this, even though it's not actually the ending of the movie. So
I'm going to go lower on this number than the rest of the crowd. I'm only a 6, and the challenge for me is that the what the fuck in this movie is so overwhelming to me that picking out individual scenes or remembering what happens for large chunks of it is very
that's
challenging.
That's so fair. That's totally fair.
But as we're going through this, you know, you're mentioning like a whole section that goes on. I'm like, oh my god, that was in the same movie as the other scene. The part where she like is sitting around quite tranquil while, you know, her psychic tiger eviscerates a guy is in the same movie as the biker girl.
Psychic tiger. I just, you know, you can't get bored saying psychic tiger. Like,
name a trans
band psychic tiger.
That's the band that totally, I hope that band did the soundtrack to this movie, because if Psychic Tiger gave me some like 70s action kung fu funk, that would make me happy.
All right, we're into our final category, which is called Crazy Concept.
Oh gosh. God. Wow. Okay, so let's see now. Yeah. Reporter
elevator pitch this.
Reporter, Wolf Guy, JCIA, singer with syphilis, revenge, rape revenge storyline, mother, wife, deliverance, 10.
Yeah, no, I'm giving it an 8, and I'm not going any higher just because, I'm high scored out after this movie, man. I'm exhausted from giving out points.
There's something to that. I'm going to give it a 7. The concept is, at the end of the day, it's the story. It's not as if you really broke it down, you're like, it isn't as crazy. It's the decisions within the movie that they make that's crazy more than the actual film itself or the concept of the film. The film concept isn't as crazy as the decisions they make while making it.
I don't know. There's a lot of concept. This movie's pretty high concept overall. When you consider,
do you think people in the movie saw the tiger, or was that just for us?
I think it's just for us.
Yeah, they told them they were going to CG it in later, and then when they finally saw it in the theater, they were a little disappointed. I think that this movie is such a mishmash of genres and weirdness. I'm also going to go with an 8 on this. Just such a strange mix of tones in this film. All right, that brings us to the end of our balloting. As always, we have 6 secret modifiers, and they do switch out every season. So we've got brand new ones this season. This movie gets 2 of them. It does get a plus 1 for what we're calling the 10% kill shot. When we have a monster attack or a kill in the first 10% of the film, we have that weird tiger attack thing immediately. We're also going to give it a minus 1 for what we're calling the hide the monster, because we have a movie about a werewolf where we never see a werewolf.
Yeah, that is... Bar none, the most confusing thing about the movie is the fact that it's Wolf Guy, but Wolf Guy never transforms into anything.
And he only gets as hairy as Sonny Chiba is on a regular day.
Yes! Which is still pretty hairy.
You nailed it. Built up. The casting is nailed as far as like getting a little bit of, and perhaps they added a little bit to his bushy eyebrows, but
I think they foofed up his hair near the end there.
Yeah. So that's how you know he's a werewolf, is that they fluffed up his eyebrows. Which brings us to a final total of a very, very impressive 85.5 for Wolfguy.
Oh,
which I where does that puts it in, I believe that's second place. Second place.
Wow.
I believe Ninja 3, still the Ninja 3, the Domination from our first season, 87.5. So
wow. So basically, my going only a 7 on that crazy concept might have cost it a shot at the championship.
Yeah, it probably could have because we were very close. I think that's one of the differences, is that in some of the movies there's moments where one of us maybe just doesn't quite agree and really brings down the whole thing. In this case, we were all fairly consistent. So it was just a few points here and there, you know, one extra point from every one of us. And yeah, it jumps up into the lead, but it's a very, very Boogaloo movie. But then again, so is Ninja 3, The Domination.
Oh, yes. Yeah, honestly, you guys said to me, "Hey, we're gonna have a night. Come on over. We're gonna have a double header night of movie. And we're gonna watch Ninja 3 and Wolf Guy." I'd be the happiest.
and the thing is, you would not miss a beat going between these two movies. Like I know they're on different seasons, but they are just so fucking Boogaloo that there is no question that. It would just work so well. But yes, I love Wolf Guy, and I think most of us do. But okay, Jim, why don't you tell everybody where you can find us on that internet?
Absolutely. So the website that hosts our show is wetalkpodcasts.com. They have a Facebook page. You can like that. And you can also follow us on the Instagram, as the kids call it, the Gram. They don't call it that. We are on Instagram at Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo, and tag your favorite B films with hashtag Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo. And, That's all the ways to get a hold of us right now. Like, we should just set up a P.O. box or something. Like, it seems like our crowd might want to mail stuff rather than.
Yeah, totally. P.O. box, yes. Let's go back in time. Well, speaking of back in time, this one was from 1975. We're going to jump back in time again to 1971 for a little Dracula versus Frankenstein action. I know this one's going to be fun because there's already been a load of confusion for Dracula vs. Frankenstein. We may wind up with, like, special episodes of Halloween because of the volume of Dracula versus Frankenstein movies out there. But I totally look forward to talking about one or maybe all of them coming up soon.
There's no way I can ignore making one or two comments about one of the other ones than the one that we're scheduled to talk about. It's just no way.
Oh, I mean, there's so much going on. Dracula versus Frankenstein, and I mean, it's great. I am looking forward to coming back for everybody. And I mean, that's the crazy thing, right? You're getting these all at one time. So jump right into it. Like, just because you're listening to us right now, jump right into it right afterwards. Season 3, Monster Chiller Horror Theater. Oh, yes. So, I am 8th Dan Stanadu, and for Jim and Jack and Nick, thank you for listening to the Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo.